You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, funnily enough, the last time I sat in this chair for Kai, we talked about how mortgage rates were dropping, and that was good news for the spring home buying season. See, I pay attention. And as it happens, those dropping rates have also kicked off a wave of refinancing. Homeowners are happy. A report from analysts Black Knight says some 5 million people could end up saving hundreds of dollars a month each. But what about the banks who make those loans? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports they're hustling.
The last couple years have been tough for mortgage lenders. With interest rates around 5%, refinancing hit a 20-year low. Many lenders had to downsize, with mortgage departments at J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo losing hundreds of jobs. Then, last week,
rates are continuing to fall today, edging very close to the 3% range on the 30-year fix.
Interest rates dropped for the fourth straight week, and the phones started ringing.
We're definitely fielding more calls. We've definitely seen the increase in activity, but hey, that's what we're here for, right? We love that.
Avi Misrahi is a lender with Cross Country Mortgage in Boca Raton, Florida. He says the staff can handle the current load, but if the trend continues into the summer, they may need more help. Refinance applications shot up almost 40% last week to their highest level in more than 2 years, according to Joel Kahn with the Mortgage Bankers Association.
This is a big deal because we're actually seeing borrowers come back to the market.
Particularly borrowers with bigger loans who bought in the last couple years when interest rates were on the high end. But will it really be enough to spur more hiring in the mortgage industry? Karen Petru with Federal Financial Analytics isn't so sure.
I think the expectation is that this is just a blip.
Mortgage rates have already started bouncing back up this week, with more increases predicted later in the year. So mortgage rate watchers might want to keep their seatbelts buckled and be ready for more bumps. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.